This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Marco's Pizza, and Nassau Cruise Port.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
So, I seen them lying their words. Standing on the gates. But yeah, I want my other man sing.
You sing now.
Murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, your inside must be hollow. How does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Inside must see a law. How does it feel to take a life?
Love.
You can hide from man, but not your conscience. Who know your mirror that's around in the wine of violence? Allow yourself to be conquered by the serpent. Why you disobey the first commandment? Walk through the valley, I fear no pestilence. That is my weakness, and him are my evidence. Lift up my knives from whence come it. They could have never escaped this your judgment.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation.
For all the murderers out there and all those who are indifferent to what's happening in our city, we're going to have a good conversation today. We're going to open up those lines and we can talk about what's going on today. It is absolutely bananas. Beautiful day. Great conversation. Let's make this thing stick. I want you guys to be able to participate in that. But before we do that, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. See all those things. Woman shot dead. Boy, too, critically injured. Information's in there. Back and forth between lawmakers and the enforcers. No need for an amendment to the Bail Act, and mixed views on the Bail Act and this legal year. It's too much. Before we do that, guys, make sure you be able to check this thing out on the weekend. Tomorrow. Today is the 12th. Tomorrow's going to be the 13th. Make sure you go down there at the amphitheater at the Nassau Cruise Port with Zaymar Production, Kalik, and Ron Ricardo. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you can be able to do that. With Phil Stubbs live, he's going to be performing with Niecy Ellis and Iris Store and the Spank Band. The ticket's going to be $50, $75 for VIP. And you can get all your tickets at BahamasEtickets.com. That's BahamasEtickets.com. They got all the information there for you. Make sure you check that thing out and participate. Be a part of this. They got some great stuff going on for you. They got Sky Pods and all. With Kalik, got some great stuff going on. Make sure you check them out. BahamasEtickets.com, and you don't want to miss that stuff. And make sure you go down to my guys, if you want to be able to get your car insured during this particular time and season, make sure you go down to my good, decent people at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you right there. You can get your stuff in-house right now, So you can be able to do that if you're a taxi driver, if you're a jitney driver, If you're in that particular space and you want to be able to kind of move that thing along, you're in this limbo and praying now. We're creeping towards the 15th, so that's almost mid-month. And so your year of January has almost come to an end. those noodles you have been stalled about those particular things. But if you're in this position and you still need productivity, you still need to kind of move, they have in-house financing for you. Reach out to them. They can take care of that thing for you. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. We're going to touch this thing today. Listen, it's going to be a good day, guys. I want you to be able to participate in the show, in the song, in the show today. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. That's going to be a toll-free call, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. I can't take this anymore. And is there anything I can do? I keep asking. Is there anything I can do with the strength that I have, the position that I'm in, the platform that we have to be able to speak to tens of thousands of people daily? What can we do to shift the minds from this systemic corruption that is happening in our country? Because that's the call I got yesterday. I want to shoot straight with you. We had a conversation yesterday. Last few minutes of the show, and the conversation had to do with the crimes that we're seeing, the murders that we're seeing, the perpetuation of it. While we were on the radio yesterday having a very good conversation with Ahmad Rashad in preparation for his two talent management and this shift that he's prepared to do over at Bahama, right? Whilst Allison came on here to talk about all these things, just before she came on, boom, another person was snuffed out. Let me find out. The car had women in it, laden with women. And then a little two-year-old boy. And so I made strategic calls after. I said, what is this? Was this an accident? Because we were listening to Chief Inspector Skippings, Chief Superintendent, sorry, Skippings, being able to take a posture and position to be able to say what she said. As she presented, she said the guy came out of the bush. Right? And so, was this an accident? Did the gun just go off? Is this guy crazy? What's going on? Did they give someone who's tipping toe on the spectrum a gun? What's going on? I made a call. And they indicated to me, this call, this is allegations. This could be speculations, but my call is in the proximity of power. Can I say that? I just want to say that. There could be a connection to another murder. The thing blew my mind. I don't want to be appeased by the concept and idea that these are only criminals that are being snuffed out. I am not interested in that. If that's the case, find a way to be able to have some sort of seminar to teach criminals social decorum. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. All right, now you're looking around decent people. I don't know how you're going to do this. But I'm not appeased when you say to me that these people were criminals. That does not satisfy me. I'm not satisfied. I'm still afraid because these are not trained criminals. You all don't know how to shoot properly. You're killing everybody. We got to hide your children, hide your wife, and your husband. This is too much. This is too much in this country. And so as I go further into these things, I ask how the two-year-old boy doing. I got indication that the baby coded more than once. Indicated that he flatlined, but they revived him more than once. Yesterday. These aren't persons that you want to be able to hear. I'm not going to call anyone's name about who spoke to me and who said this and so forth and so on, but know that when I come to you, I have to do so with preparation. I don't come to you haphazardly, casually, with this sort of emotionally driven conversation about what I feel. No. I need to know what's happening, baby. What's happening? Tell me what's going on. Well, Mr. Grant, this is what it is. I got a significant telephone call from a trusted voice yesterday that indicated to me, Howard, that there is significant corruption within all arms of government. And more specifically, it has infiltrated those that are designed and called to protect and serve. I said, no, you can't. It can be. That this idea of lunch money has now blossomed, mushroomed into a sense of corruption, a monstrous corruption that none of us can be able to deal with. No one person can deal with this thing. That this is going to take significant time and focus on chipping away at this block. Now, most recently, we would have heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs take on this kind of a posture and position to indicate that the freedom of information and anti-corruption and all of these particular things, they philosophically differ with the Free National Movement on that kind of a posture. I want to read a couple of things for you, because I tell you I have to at least come to you half prepared, if not 55%. I have to come with preparation at the forefront when we're having these kind of conversations. These are heavy. I want to talk about this more specifically because I did this and I kind of read this. Now, there is a contrast that exists in this country, and a lot of persons have been talking about this kind of a difference since then. We did not have an opportunity to do that. Let me get the bass out and then we can talk. I will open up the lines right after. Let me get the bass out and then we'll open up the lines. Now, before the Office of the Prime Minister backpedaled, right, and kind of moonwalked what this kind of a posture and position that was released into the public space from the chairman of the organization and the cabinet minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and member of parliament, actually would have stated, that senior man, highly respected, and has never wavered on his kind of position. Before they did that, Fred Mitchell released information to us to indicate that there was a philosophical difference between the Free National Movement and the PLP, the Progressive Liberal Party. And that philosophical movement, for an example, for the course of that conversation during that time, was the Freedom of Information Act. And so I wanted to kind of get to that. And I wanted to read further into that. Let's do this. The Free National Movement and the Progressive Liberal Party are two major political parties in the Bahamas, each with a distinct ideology and focuses. The Free National Movement traditionally in the FNM is known for its conservative and pro-business stance. It often emphasizes policies that cater to economic growth, international investment, and business community. Under the governance, they usually focus on fostering a business-friendly environment, which includes tapping into international markets and encouraging foreign direct investment. This approach is often seen as beneficial to the affluent sector and those involved in business and commerce. That's about the Free National Movement. The Progressive Liberal Party, the PLP, on the other hand, the PLP generally leans towards more liberal policies with a focus on social welfare. They're known for their emphasis on community development, addressing the needs of the underemployed, and providing support to the poorest segment of our society. Their policies often revolve around improving social services, education, and health care, aiming to lift the standards of living for the less privileged. The contrast between these two parties lies mainly in their core focus areas. The FNM is more aligned with the interests of business and wealthy classes, focusing on the economic growth and international investment, while the PLP prioritizes social welfare and the needs of the community, especially those who are less advantaged. The difference in focus reflects the varied needs of the perspectives within the Bahamian society, I had to read that to you. One is pro-business, Often over the years, we'd actually been able to see a lot of persons start to be able to talk about the Free National Movement as the foreign direct, foreign national movement. I got to talk about this. Because I said to you, I did not believe that Fred Mitchell was incorrect. I said that to you. But there comes a time when you recognize that the country, for the purposes of both internal and external growth, retention, and survival, needs a bit of both. There needs not to be a right-out rejection for something that can be able to safeguard the people that live within the borders of the country that you've called to serve. There needs not be this kind of a posture to indicate that this is a philosophical difference within our organizations, and we dare not even identify that to deter us from the objective of being able to lift us. If we look at the city right now, crime rises amidst the people that you've called historically your grassroots, your base. Crime is out of hand in this country. This is spilling out into almost every subsector within the cozy comforts of your cul-de-sac and your communities. You can often hear sirens riding up and down, and maybe your heart skips a beat. What's happening? This is too close to home. Within the cozy comforts of that wall that is extended around the borders of your home, your 50 by 50 home, talk to me, property. You believe at one point that this will provide you the sanctity, the separation from society, and you're going to be safe. It's now spilt into your congregation, where the objective at one point has been, this sort of an idea to push you towards wealth in preparation to step into your new space where God has called you. But now, things have shifted. Recently, I would have gotten some information. Producer, I want you to be able to do that for me. Recently, I would have gotten some information. And I want to play you some stuff from what I've seen in Living Water. They just send this to me. Now, this is Apostle Raymond Wells. Apostle, the messages, for the most part, should not be confined to a space of your congregation. This is strong language, strong words, and the nation needs to hear it.
You won't wait, you see. You won't wait until some decent family on the red light from the Western District. Or from over the eye. Which was. Or from the Eastern. You will wait till one of them coming on more marathon light. And then nice car. And all the and me dead, son dead, everybody else dead. And when you see who was dead or who get killed, then you want to go ahead and enforce the law. No, honey, we go to it. Glory to God. I said we go to it. The niggas go to it. Take that in Jesus' name. The black, low class, go to it. So make sure you cover the black, low class, poor. Y'all don't go to me. You need to be scared for me. I say y'all don't need to be scared for me, because I'm scared. Glory to God, get it right. Get it right on me, folks. Glory to God, get it right. Give the judiciary what they need. Hallelujah, let them do what they need to do so that we can break some law and order in our country.
Often if you go to church, if you go to these particular spaces, if you listen to talk radio throughout the country, if you have any participation in anything local, if you read the newspaper, whatever you do, you cannot avoid this. There is more than opinion, being formed about this issue of crime in our country. There is a resolution that's bubbling and coming to a head. It may be, in the words of T.G. Morris, that spoke about the immigration issue, this may be cataclysmic. And for the very first time, a great deal of us who tout this sort of a posture and position that we are nonviolent people, yet we're being snuffed out. Day in and day out, we're trying to figure out, how do we get our loved ones off this rock? How do we now retain this kind of position to be able to say that we are Bahamians, we love this place, we do, but we don't want to be involved with our society? Inadvertently becoming introverts within the space and place that we love as a result of hooligans. My God. The indecency is rich, palpable, with pulp in these people's blood. Their care and concern about tomorrow is non-existent. They are ingesting hatred and narcotics relentlessly. These people don't want to be a part of a society. Now, we can find the base of that and say that they've been rejected by society. They've been lied to by society. They're hopeless as a result of what exists and what society has fed them over the years. Their opportunities are few and far between as a result of the conditions that they've come from. They've come to the conclusion, a great deal of them, talk to me, let's talk now, we're talking. A great deal of them have come to the conclusion, the only way I can get out of this, if I as a woman, I got to use my body. If I as a man, I get to use my brawn. No one in this matter using their brains, because we have not even calibrated their brain to make them to understand that we are all one. Our education system has not calibrated their brains for them to understand that we are a part of a close-knit society that prides ourselves. Well, that we are the jewel in the Caribbean. We've been called to a great deal. Now, in their mind, many of them, they're already dead. These people are walking zombies and they are taking a dray load of our community with them. What do we do about this? This crime has to stop. These murders must stop. And there's no difference between apple and oranges in this. All the fruit basket, from a political standpoint, from a governmental standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, from a community standpoint, we are all culpable in the situation, participants. Whether in thought, word, or deed, our actions or lack thereof make us culpable in the situation. We got to fix this, baby. We got to do something about this. We got to get in the streets. We got to get in the streets. We got to get in the schools. We got to get in the minds and hearts of these handful of people in our society that we can have. It's only a handful of them. And the only reason they continue to be able to blossom and not wither on the vine is because they're being fed by corruption. Corruption continues. My God, I can get deep today. Corruption continues to water these men and women that sit in their subsectors and small quiet areas laden with crime. Money retains their position. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to participate in this conversation with me today. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. I want to take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Jump, baby girl, cable guy is here.
Since the very beginning, you have been with us.
This is Paul Wave, and this is called the Internet.
Okay.
All right, so
for over two decades, we've been with you every step of the way.
Lena Weibo is total class. Look at her go. She's in front.
I follow me. I'm president.
So, yeah, times may have changed, and so have your needs as our valued customers. But some connections stand the test of time. Red. We're with you.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, your inside must say hello. Oh, does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. You're inside, must see a law. How does it feel to take a life?
Love.
You can hide from man, but not your conscience. Who know your mirror that's around drink the wine of violence. Allow yourself to be conquered by the serpent. Why you disobey the first commandment? Walk through the valley, I fear no pestilence. That is my weakness, and him are my evidence. Lift up my knives from whence come it. They could have never escaped this your judgment.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. This is supposed to be a laid-back Friday. I can't lay back. My God, I can't even relax. It's bananas, and it's time to touch the thing. With clarity, with precision, with sobriety, determination, conviction, with strength. Fearless in our posture and our position, cemented, determined, focused. Talk to me. We have to eradicate this. And I'm not one of them to say, well, it's soon going to be you. My God, I've been doing something. I ain't into that. Because when I am laying down, stretched out, and all them clothes, like whoever put me in, when my hand cross and a smile on my face to say it is done, my children got to live here. God spare our life, God spare our nation. And if this is the legacy that we leave, my God, we are nowhere close to wise. This is stupidity. This is foolish. This is irresponsible. With a nation that we have been given, the paradise that shimmers to the stars. The paradise. The aquamarine that continues to be able to speak to the world about the beauty that exists in this space that we call paradise. We have been given, inherited this in one way or another, by boat, by plane, by wheelchair. My God, we're here. This us. It's ours. No matter who sat in this kind of a posture and position and hell lorded over us. My God, we got the time. It is our time now. And this is what we do with it. This is what we do with it. Those conversations that say, well, my God is better than the UBP. The UBP, my God, you need to stop. I'm sick and tired of people throwing their hands up and continuing to be able to look at yesteryear for an expectation to change instantaneously when you turn your head. My God, the problem's still here. We got to work to eradicate this issue. It's time for us to get to work. Stop with the finger pointing and let's put all hands on deck. If that deck is not identified and pronounced by leadership in this country, well, let's do that. The deck of education in this country, let's participate in that. Of community involvement, of civic organizations, let's participate in that. All with the objective of reform, transformation, for growth and development, and being able to lead with positivity to change the mindset that continues to blossom in our society. And no one says anything about, you are providing social promotion to people who are exposed to murderers, killers, rapers, robbers, and there is an expectation that you expect these little children who are going to evolve and develop into monsters to be able to be good and good, decent citizens. How? How, Sway? How? That is bananas. How is it that if you didn't put nothing in the bank, you go there looking for a withdrawal? Let's get into this, guys. The lines are wide open. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Here we go. Let's do this thing. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Bernard. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, right here. Listen, Howard, there has to be corruption. There's something just isn't right, you know? But Howard, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that there's wickedness in high places. And that is why justice is so delayed and sometimes is also denied. I want you to do me a favor, Howard, please. Go and look up the interview that Jeff Lloyd did with the former COP Greenslade. And in that, you will hear Mr. Greenslade say that how is it that we can catch these criminals? We can lock them up. They make a phone call and they are released. Now tell me, sir, what is that? And this is where we say that the COP has tenure. His office is free from all kind of political interference. But this is the COP has said this. I want you to find that clip for me because I was trying to find it. Find the interview that Mr. Jeff Lloyd did with the former COP and play that so Bahamians can know what is going on in this country. There's corruption and there's wickedness in high places, and that's why we will not be no better. And the government, this government, whoever it is, if we don't get this country together, we're going to be just like Haiti. We're going to be a failed state. And ain't no tourists going to come here because the U.S. can so on put on a warning on us telling the people that we are a high crime country and do not travel under your, if it travels, it's on you. Thank you, buddy. Have a good
day. I appreciate your telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open. Participate in the conversation. Sparky, the line's open. I saw that you say you were trying to be able to get in. Okay, no problem. It's so sad when I hear religious leaders in this country speaking. I don't hear anything intelligent or solutions. Just a bunch of Bible-thumping yahoos screaming into their microphones. This is the information that's coming to the forefront. I disagree with you 100%. I disagree with you. Within organizations, there are divisions that identify the responsibility that you have, right? All of us working towards the objective of, sustainability, growth, development for the organization. But I have my position. A security officer is to observe and report. Police officers protect and serve. Members of parliament legislate to develop these particular things. The judicial has a responsibility for being able to ensure that they enforce. everyone has a responsibility. The church also has the responsibility. If you don't identify this as a clarion call, because this sermon, I could have actually been able to take Pastor Rikino Monker's church service from his New Year service and speak to that. I could actually go through the archives and look for other pastors, because there's only one spirit. There is synchronicity in this voice that's only coming from the walls of their confines, their churches. But they're speaking with clarity, because the leadership of this country, governmental, administrative, political, and otherwise, and the private sectors, they go to these people churches. I think it's indifferent for you to say these particular things. That's me. I'm not going to fight you. Do your thing. But I want you to know that every single one of us, our voice matters. There's no way, whether you see it in one way or another, essentially, you just text me what you don't like to see and still didn't provide me solutions. It's bananas. The issues that we are, the posture that we have, are we always projecting externally, but never do the necessary internal inspection. We have to do introspection to understand that we have something to offer to reform this situation. The answer exists within us. There's no way that we could see people getting shot, and be content. We could just retire to the idea that, oh my God, well, let criminals, my God, let the criminals kill themselves. What are you talking about? Well, let the kill... You are content with vigilante justice? After these people taste blood, that's it, you know. After you get over this initial jitters of being able to see a life gone, they even use different languages. That is it, you know. There is no stopping at that point. They coming for you, for me. For my son who won't ride up and down. Listen to me, my car was down. I don't know what happened. I told you this. For me, fed the people the other day, right? For me, went over there to Edmund Moxie Center with Cosmo, and we fed about 160, 100, almost 170 people. When we made all the soup and everything like that. I had my two vehicles. I got my truck and my car. My wife got the car, I got the truck, okay? My truck, the night before, I just want to be decent with you. I don't know whether or not this is superstition thick in my blood. This is what the people put me. I'm trying to shake it. My God, but it's there. So let's talk about it. The night before, when I went to pick up the soup, my truck gave me problems. Now, I don't know if it's in the rain and all these issues, but my power steering, I can't even turn the thing. I said, what happened? All right, so I fight myself, use the truck and get that. My car working, no problem. We can fix the truck. They drive the car there. They drove the car there. Parked it. My son came out, my wife, my two other children. My daughter was in the Freeport at the time. And they came, we feeding people. We serving the food. My son, he has his license now, all these things. He's driving. I gave him the car. I said, go ahead, take the car. Yeah, me and your mommy can go riding. We can take the children. You take the car, go home. Okay, I get home. Gets in the car, starts the car can't move. Reverse, the car can't move. Go forward, the car can't move. I towed the car with my good guy, Chris. Shouts out to Chris. I towed the car all the way home, right? Car gets home. 2 days, the car sit there. I had to rent a car. Because I can't drive my truck and I can't get my family around like this. I had to rent a car. And I sat there now, unbeknownst to me, my son make plans. He won't carry my sister, who's coming from Freeport for the holidays, to hang out with, he won't carry them around and around. The entire time she was here, 1 week, the car didn't work. A little over a week. The day she left on a Western Air flight. The 4 o'clock one, not the 5 o'clock. The 4 o'clock is what we saw all around that she left on that Saturday, the 4 o'clock. That day, the next day, the guy called me and says, how would your car fix? I can't even get no amen. Now, what am I to think? After the perpetuation of violence that's in our country, after people getting shot up and down, subconsciously, I just because of the nature of who I am and the faith that I carry in my bosom, I say to myself, my God, was this God saying to me, don't let your son drive up and down during the holiday time. It might be a violent time. Something might happen. And so through it all, we still give thanks. Talk to me. I just want to be very clear with you. I can't go anywhere without my wife calling me to remind me to be safe. Is this the country that we're supposed to be? Is this the posture that we're supposed to relentlessly live in? Is this what it is? This is too much, man. We're going to have to eradicate this one way or another. It's going to take all of us to make a determination that we must participate. Because hiding under your bed, hiding in your closet, and being able to retire to the services of your community and your family is not good enough. If we look at what's happening globally, people getting robbed in churches. If you're looking at what's happening locally, pastors getting robbed. Politicians are getting robbed. Are we truly safe in this society? The video I saw last week, I think it was last week, from the lady from the two persons who were murdered, snuffed out, broad daylight, on Prince Charles. There was a video that came out. This woman almost had hypertension. My God, she's in the back there. Oh my God, look at the bullet come through my car. Freaking right out. All she knows is that her life could have been gone. And she made plans for February. She made plans for this year. They already didn't set their resolution. And we now have to fight to figure out how we could separate the society. How can we be able to segregate ourselves and separate ourselves from these criminals? It's impossible. We got to fix this. And it's not enough for the Royal Bahamas Police Force to indicate that we're doing our best, and I believe they are. I'm not going to fight them. But there must be a unified effort to eradicate crime. I want to say this and I want to be decent about this. There must be a unified effort to eradicate crime. Our prime minister indicating that he was surprised is not good enough. That he was shocked is not good enough. Because no one in this population, in this country, in the Bahamas, is shocked. There is an expectation that this would happen. No one is shocked. No one is shocked. Only the Prime Minister. I wasn't shocked. I was appalled. I was heartbroken. I now have to determine where not to go in this country. When I carry my wife out for Kong salad, which road do I take at this point? Baby doll, we just ride on Prince Charles sometimes, taking the scenic route when we just chilling out and you getting your little Kong salad. Where do I go now? I was not shocked. I was appalled. I was angry, disappointed. In leadership and in our community, it is time for us to deal with this head on and stop being sissies. Oh my God, that's too strong, Howard. What are you talking about? No. You're being too soft in your approach and being able to deal with these issues with kitty gloves. Now, the only thing at this juncture for us to be able to believe as a society that you cannot identify where these crime is stemming from, how the community know and you don't know? Go round up these people and identify these things. I told you, civil liberties that we have, you can discuss this with us. Talk to us and tell us the steps that you're going to take. It is time for us to be able to renew, revive, restore the Bahama land that we love. It cannot be taken over by a handful of criminals. There's only a handful of people. All are seen criminals. You got no handgun. When it comes to being able to buy food or buy gun or buy bullets, we're buying food for the children. Listen, we all don't subscribe to this. How do we deal with this, eradicate this? We have to look this head on. And stop saying, well, child, how will I get? I got maturing. I got to deal with my child. Stand up. Stand up. This is our nation. And we cannot give it to a handful of hooligans that may not even be 100% behemoth. My God, let's get deep, too heavy, too quick, too fast. It's too much. How is it that you are giving over the sovereignty of who and what you are to people who are terrorists? The one thing that we know about terrorists is that we do not negotiate with terrorists. The amnesty period is over. This concept and idea of being able to talk easy to criminals, that is done. Let's deal with this straight on. Let's take a commercial break. Go to news. Let's take a commercial break. Let's go to news and be right back after this.
Murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, your inside must say hello. How does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. You're inside, must see a law. How does it feel to take a life? Love. You can hide from man, but not your conscience. Who knows your mirror that's around, drink the wine of violence. Allow yourself to be conquered by the serpent. Why you disobey the first commandment? Walk through the valley, I fear no pestilence. That is my weakness, and him are my evidence. Lift up my knives from whence cometh it. Them could have never escaped this your judgment. Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murderer, your inside must see a law. How does it feel to take a life? I tell you no, all man are created equal. Put me and the trigger, it's a different sequel. Some are murder people, just sit and let me dance. Stop coming dirty acts. Feel the eye official, you could have washed your head till you can't wash no more. It is like an epidemic and you can't find a cure. Upper class, you could have reached bigger class whether you're poor.
Nassau Cruiseport presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
Marco's is bringing you a pizza experience like never before. Introducing our new Pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with three fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romachon seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from four incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, pepperoni, chicken bacon ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Every store, every day. Because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Like today, you cannot kill like tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, must say hello. How does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me tomorrow.
cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, your inside must be a law. How does it feel to take a life? Love. You can hide from one.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Friday afternoon, live and in full effect with you. I'd like you to give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Yes, 422-4796. We got all the information there for you. Someone's calling me from a private number on the 827. That is bananas. Call me online, guys. Give me a call online on the show itself. 323. I just put the numbers out there. Participate in the show. I won't be able to answer this telephone call on the break. Please participate in the show and let's talk about these particular things. Now, during this call yesterday, I want to read a couple of things out of the newspaper. And I think there is an image emerging, an image where there is a sort of a standoff between what has been done in the past and what needs to be done now. There's a gulf that exists between the social expectation of what we believe that you can do, what we've identified you to do, what we've engaged you to do, and what you're indicating you can do. There's a standoff. Our Prime Minister on Monday indicated, I want to read this on the papers. Monday, the PM says he's shocked over murder spree. Shock over murder spree. You see this? He says he's shocked on Monday, right? And then he says, Davis continues, yes, crime has been a long-standing issue in our country. But recently, the crime and murder especially has taken a horrifying new level of brutality and barbarity. Something has indeed gone very, very wrong in our society. Okay, so the kind of a posture that the Prime Minister has taken is from a citizenship standpoint, from an observational standpoint, from a participant standpoint, right? From an observer standpoint. What has been released in the papers on Monday was all observational and emotional, not necessarily a path to rectification. He goes in a little bit further and actually starts to be able to talk about this. He says, after all the losses, after the waste of life, all the misery and the fear and the pain that is a part of the criminal life in gangs, those who still choose to pursue the path of crime understand that we are the maximum resolve. I thought this peculiar. Appropriate in some instances, but very peculiar in its approach. He was speaking, he's expressing his... Let me tell you exactly where he was. I think he was at the New Destiny, right? I'm going to read through it and see exactly what's what. Yes, he was at New Destiny Baptist Church. And so he was speaking during this particular time and releasing this information. Now, this is the second time that we've seen this over the course of 2 weeks. Week before last, we would have been able to see Latrey in his particular capacity as Director of Communications under the office of the Trey Ramming, under the office of the Prime Minister, being able to walk us through, right? Which I thought was peculiar. Walk us through what the Prime Minister is saying, what his intent was, and where we could have found that speech prior. I didn't see the speech. I didn't. I only saw the releases that came out of the office of the Prime Minister and the reports that was indicating that when he went into Lyford Quay, there was a perceived concept that he was taking a very strong stance with this kind of a position and speaking to those people in Lyford Quay about reform, economic reform in our country. And I thought it strange that he would do that. I really did. I really do. The Office of the Prime Minister years before, under Ingram's leadership, under Perry Christie's leadership, under former Prime Minister Pinling's leadership, never had the outfit of a quick press release. They got all the cameras in there. 4G cam, 4K cameras. They got everything set up in the office of the prime minister. They got everything you need to go live now in the office of the prime minister. Now. Hey, guys, I want you to set this up. Let's go live right now. All right, breaking news. Boom. All right, listen, guys, I'm going to go live at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about this, this, and this. Everything is in the office of the prime minister. Our prime minister is going to subsectors and different sectors of society and being able to speak with a very strong overtone of what the expectations are and the reform that needs to happen in these particular spaces. But not coming and making a declarative position to the people of the Bahamas. I think it's strange. I think it's peculiar. I think that the prime minister knows exactly what his reach and powers are and the strength that he has to be able to speak with clarity and determination to change these things now. Speaking about it at New Destiny Church is great, but it's time for reform. These conversations need to be accompanied by actionable things, concepts, ideas, white paper, something to reform. The legislative agenda after a spree on the 12th day of January 2004 needs to take at least a pause, a bump in the road. Yesterday, they had a very lively conversation about doping in sports. I can't fight them. This was a part of the legislative agenda. But the external agenda, the community agenda has shifted. Crime is on a significant rise. And if there is not a focus to eradicate this, then what are we doing? Lines open, guys. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Right Howard. Now, give me a minute. Right now, power is off in Tri-State. And I'm on generator, but apparently cable might be off too because I can't get cable to come in, so I'm just calling you from my phone, which means that I really don't know what your topic is. But I heard the beginning of the show, and I just wanted to ask you a question in regards to Tokyo in general. May I ask a question?
Go ahead, Sparky.
Are you on politics or what? Because
No, Sparky, we're still talking crime. We're talking crime. We're talking eradication of crime in our country. We're talking murders. We're talking about how we could be able to deal with these things and social participation to be able to get out of this.
So we're talking culture. It's more like open line. Because I wanted to ask this question.
Go ahead.
Now, it might sound biased, but I got to ask this question like this. Okay, for example, in regards to our culture in the country, right? The Wally Boys, I'm not talking about who win and who lose. The Wally Boys went down there in New Year's, and their theme was celebrating our heroes.
Sparky, we're talking crime today. I want to talk crime today. I know you say you hear what we say, but I want to talk crime and murders. The murders have been a lot in the country. And I don't want to get off this. I know that we have a tendency to be able to bubble to the forefront of a great deal of things that we're dealing with in our society. But if we don't talk crime and the unraveling, that's the first word that came to me today. I woke up to information after 7 from Mount Tabor Church. I woke up to a video that came around. And Pastor Vecchino Munker, who I really do love. He's a very good guy. Very good. I know that he has the heart of God, and he really want to be able to pursue a great deal of things. He and I, if I want to be very clear with you and very honest with you, just had a conversation on Tuesday night. See, I tell you, I don't have no problems with people. I try to be above board and transparent in everything that I do. He and I just had a very good, extensive conversation on Tuesday night. We were supposed to break bread. I wake up this morning, with information indicating that he's resigned from his post as senior pastor at Mount Tabor Church. And I couldn't believe this. And so, you know, you got your little booger in your eye, you're trying to figure these things out, right? I said, what's this, right? I'm about to go and get myself prepared for the day. I couldn't believe this. This is the information that came this morning. And the information did not come through the avenues of the church indicating this. This is something that he released himself. I know the backstory of tribulation that exists within this particular space. And all I can do is lend encouragement that this too must pass. But there has been some injustices that people continue to be able to grapple with. And so I look at Mount Tabor Church. And then I think about the Porter's House, which is T.D. Jakes' church. Then I think about what's happening with T.D. Jakes, how Creflo Dollar has been spilling into this kind of a mix, how they got Ty Tribbett prepping to be able to stretch out on the cross, how they got Willie Murphy prepping to be able to do the same thing. They got TBN at the very forefront. This is secular news. These are leading, these conversation stories, headlines are leading in secular news spaces. Can I say this? Can I say this? And then I wake up to this information this morning, and the first thing that runs and comes to my spirit is the unraveling. Now, Bishop normally has this sort of a Gulf with Gulf, right? He has this organization that he's done globally to be able to bring people all around, churches all around, and convene at one spot to be able to do. He calls it the gathering, right? So it's the gathering. But now that I see this and significant churches at the helm of what's happening globally for the body of Christ, I identify this as the unraveling. And I said whether or not this is a separation from those who carry the kind of a posture and idea of service, both locally and internationally. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this because it does have something to do with crime. From those who carry this kind of a posture and position that says, all right, I could preach. I can tell you this short story. My cousin who is cousin and grandmama now, right? I love him very dearly. He's a little couple of years older than me, but we grew up. Like, we always was in the bush and everything together. It's my family, my cousin. He got into his narcotic of choice, let's be decent, right, over the years. And he ingests in this medicinal cannabis. Let's say it like that, because he identifies it as his medicine. I'm not going to fight him, right? It was never for me. I can't fight it. But, you know, we would sit down often. I would have my cigar at the time, right? And I would have a little something to drink. So we sit down, and this is how we break bread. This is how we commune, me and my cousin, for a long time. And then he gets at a point in, as he ingests this medicinal thing, he got to a point where I thought he was losing his mind. And he says to me, you see, cuz, you know something? He looks at me, right? So I look at him, I say, well, I obviously I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me what you mean. He say, why don't you be a pastor? So I said, what? I think you're too high right now. You need to calm down, right? So he says, no, man, I talk in seriousness. I'll stop all this. I'll cut my hair. I'll do this. I'll do that. You'll be a pastor. This is what he says to me. He in his mind was sober as he's saying this information. He knew what he was saying to me. He said, you'll be a good pastor. He said, you could talk well. You know how much money we would make? This is what he said. His objective was making money. I said, I don't think God would be pleased with that. I can't do this. I said, I can't do something like that. He said, man, you're talking stupidness. You know how much pastors? Then he started calling names of people that he know that does underhanded darkness in society and still participates on Sunday as though they're holier than thou and sanctified unto the Lord. So I said, but I can't do that because I believe that I still have to stand before God one day. He said, you went with the wrong thing. You got to worry about that when you get there. You got to worry about this now. This is how we survive. I said, I can't do that. There are a great deal of pastors globally that have been leading those people who relentlessly commit themselves to God astray, that give up everything and follow this cross and follow this word. They are lying to the people of God. And it seems to me that 2024 is the year of exposure. And if that means a level of unraveling, then we're going to have to deal with that also. There must come this unraveling of the corruption that exists in our system also as it relates to the perpetuation and relentless growth of crime, this spree of crime that we're seeing in this country. Someone needs to identify the core. And I think we all know exactly where it is. Because crime cannot blossom if we have an authority that's choking it. How is it that low-level fellas are being identified? How is it? Sitting in spaces in the barbershop, you could be able to hear certain people on the road now. You know, they just give him bail. My God, 2 weeks before these killings. Man, I can't even get no amen. I promise you, this happening in our country. 2 weeks before the crime spree happened in this country. I'm sitting in the barbershop, and I'm listening to men say, you know, such and such. I don't even know these people. These people are on bail now. You know, crime gang crazy now. They ain't killed. They can touch the road. When they touch the road, they ain't killed some. What are you saying to me? What are you saying to me? How is it that this information is reaching me? And right after this, boom, we see this spree. I didn't go and look for this information. I didn't ask about these people. I'm absolutely oblivious and unaware of who these people are at all. Often people have conversations with me. Oh, would you remember this boy? And that boy was I don't know these people. I don't know these people in Nassau. I know the thieving criminals in 8 Mile Rock. When I came to Nassau, I knew about the crime that exists, and I was told to stay from certain areas. I come to find out within myself that these areas that we've identified as high crime ain't no different than 8 Mile Rock. They have richer communities in those areas than we have on the outskirts. But my only question is, how is it that I could sit in a barbershop and people could tell me about someone who's getting bail, and as a result of this particular person who's getting bail, there will be a perpetuation, an increase in violence, and just so said, so done. Bananas. And no one dealing with it. And our prime minister is indicating, giving us information to say that we are the maximum resolve. Criminals don't even understand that. No way. These are illiterate, many of them. Not all. I can't put all of them in a bucket. Many of them are absolutely illiterate. They don't know. And you're using language that separates them. Separates them from this kind of participation. They don't even know what you're saying. Tuesday, our chief of police coming out to the forefront and being able to talk about criminals take the system for a joke. Wednesday, we was on a break. Let's see what we can find for Thursday. Every single day, this information has been bombarding us, coming to the forefront about what's happening. Wednesday, illegal immigration, warning on illegal migration. Something cataclysmic will happen today. And Friday, we're having a conversation about a woman shot dead. All week, relentlessly, unstopped, unyielding crime. What we can say about it? What we can do about it? Sparky, as much as I love you, my brother, I don't want to talk about Valley Boys and Thingham today. Not today. There needs to come a time that we evolve to resolve this issue of crime in our country. There's no more time to patty cake with the situation. There's no more time to be casual in the approach of being able to point fingers. Maybe it's the judiciary. No, it's the executive. No, it's the legislative. It's this, it's that, it's that. It's this one. We did this. What are you talking about? Whilst bullets continue to be able to fly. And we have to get in the posture of ducking. PTSD is on the rise in our country. And we have yet to deal with it. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, must say hello. How does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow.
5, 4. 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Hi everyone, Dazzy here. Listen, after 50 years of independence, to be a Bahamian in today's world also carries with it the responsibility of global citizenship. Tune in and sit with me. We'll discuss international news, finance, economics, pop culture, and trends that affect us as Bahamians not only locally, but also our contributions and opportunities beyond the rock. Beyond the Rock with your host, Dazzy, begins January 16th, 6:30 to 7:30, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Nassau Cruiseport presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruiseport Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, must say hello. To take the life of another murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, must see a law. How does it feel to take a life?
Love.
You can hide from man, but not your conscience. Who knows your mirror, that's how you take the wine of violence. Allow yourself.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, if you can hear me out here in the city, 242-300-5720 or 422-4796. We are live and in full effect. Apparently, power is off island-wide. Is it? Is it? Somebody text me. Let me know. 422-4796. I don't know exactly where this text is coming from. It says, but apparently power is off island-wide. I hope you guys are good out there. And if you can still hear me, we could still be able to participate in this conversation. Howard, our lawmakers are members of parliament. They are not interested in fighting crime. When they leave Parliament, they're going back to their private practice to make money as lawyers. I refuse to believe that they're so self-centered and isolated that they don't understand that the issues are happening on the thoroughfares. Because this has been this concept and idea that existed in this country for a very long time. Well, child, baby, I ain't getting that. I ain't going. I ain't bothering with that. And then they hit Rex Major. And you see, oh my God, I can't believe that. And then they hit the baby christening. And you say, oh my God, I can't believe that. And then in the middle of the day, broad daylight, you say, oh my God, in the day, I can't believe that. And then you hear stories about the guy said, well, I was hanging out in my car, catching the cool breeze, and bam, oh my God, I can't believe that. I refuse to believe that politicians that live here, for the majority of them in the cabinet, so they're always here in the city of Nassau. I refuse to believe that they're so self-centered and isolated, consumed with themselves and their minds and what they can do for themselves, their friends, families, and lovers, that they don't realize that this will affect them too, because they got churn. And you're churn out here mixing and mingling with indecency. Next thing you know, they bring people home, and the next day you go home, you say, oh my God, they stole everything. Everything's gone. Crime is nothing to play with. This is absolutely nothing to play with, and we're going to have to deal with this issue. Face forward. Let's be able to deal with this. So it says, somebody texts and says, how are they in off downtown? Okay. Well, praise God. So it says, no, it's not. It says, I'm in Carmichael on Stewfish Drive, and it's not door. Okay, okay, cool. I'm not going to fight you. It says, Howard, I'm in Stapleton, and my electricity is on. Thank God. Okay, good. Okay, guys. So it's not island-wide. Let's just clear that up right off the top. Let's read a couple more of these. It says, Howard, after the message from the AG and the president of the bar, I'm convinced that the police cringe about the opening of the legal year as they pontificate on their do-nothing mandates with their blonde caps on their head. Hats off to the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force as we see y'all. This is a text that's coming through. Text is coming through. There should not be this battle ensuing subtly or even pronounced within legislative arms of in our country. Authoritative arms, let's do it like that. Arms of governance in our country. There should not be. There should be synchronicity and cohesion. There should be a mandate and an objective. One, to eradicate the backlog that exists in these systems. Two, to identify whether or not these particular criminals can be reformed, transformed, or must be shipped out. Three, find money to put one prison someplace else and ship these criminals off this island. Let them go there and H-A-R-D, hard time, not this pretend time. If your auntie them won't see you in Meguana and Inagua, they got to catch bus and plane and everything to come see you. That'll discourage them. Yeah. There needs to be a way that we identify how to separate the indecency that exists in our society. These are spoiled, proverbially spoiled apples. Simultaneously, because this is sort of the vibe that I'm getting from this government. We are unable to walk and chew gum at the same time. Our objective is our mandate, and this is all we can do. There's no more that can be able to stuff. We have stuffed our plate with coleslaw and macaroni, the sides. And there's no space for protein, the proverbial meat of the matter of our society. There's no space for that. We have our own objectives, whilst it may just be the accoutrements around the edge of what we ingest as a society, that is, we focus on that significantly. There isn't even a pause for you to be able to say, hey, listen, we want to be able to dedicate the next 6 weeks to eradication of crime entirely. And this is our action. And this is our expectation from the private sector. And this is what we want to do from the civil service and organization sector. And this is how we have been able to deal this from an educational sector. We want to be able to blitz the school. We want to be able to blitz the social sector. We want to be able to go into these particular spaces. We won't come into the churches. We won't do this. There is a mandate. Set the campaign up like the New Day campaign. My God, I can't get away, man. Set your crime campaign and reform in our country. Set it up like the New Day campaign. Just like your political campaign. But how would that cost money? Oh my God, how much money are we spending every Jesus Day watching these people get killed? How much? How much mothers got to cry in this country? Let's go to the caller. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line?
Can you hear me, Howard Grant?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, we do not have electricity off all over the island.
You're in Fincastle. Praise God.
I'll just put it that way.
Amen.
But you did ask that, and I just called in to tell you that.
I thank you, my brother.
But it is not off all over the island of New Providence.
Thank you so much, Professor.
One. Now, let me just say this. I heard you talk about the sophisticated machinery that the Prime Minister has at his fingertips. He could call at a moment's notice, and bang, he can go live and all that sort of thing. That's nice and good.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is he using that equipment for the benefit of the people? That's point number one. Point mm-hmm. number two, when you check your constitution, you will see wide-ranging powers. I always describe the office of prime minister as a gigantic octopus
mm-hmm.
that spreads its tentacles into every single facet of Bahamian life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of things that he can do. You may not necessarily like what he may do, but it's not unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Because the office of prime minister has wide-ranging powers, tremendous power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I describe it like a gigantic octopus. It spreads its tentacles. The office of prime minister spreads its tentacles into every single facet of Bahamian life. But there's nothing the prime minister could not know if he wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand that. That's how the Constitution is set up. Now, we may have to look at that further down the road to see how we could curtail some of the wide-ranging powers the office has. Now, speaking to the issue of crime, the Constitution gives the government a lot of authority to deal with this issue of crime. Are they using their constitutional powers that are in that document? I hear people talking all kind of crappy things, but no one refers to the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
in dealing with the criminal element.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have the document there for?
Mm-hmm.
To talk about something that a political party wrote on a piece of paper or some scraps of paper and say they're going to govern by that? Have you checked to see whether anything in that document is constitutionally sound? See, that's what I always do. I hear what they say. I listen to what they have to say. Then I check, is this constitutionally sound, yes or no? If it's not constitutionally sound, it's not going to work to our benefit. That's why we have so much turmoil in the country. And then there's this conflict between the prime minister and the minister for foreign affairs.
Mm-hmm.
All these contradictory statements that are out there in the press. And you're not organized to be able to present a credible image to the Bahamian people. It's disjointed. And it's causing a lot of problems. We should know clearly what the position is from the office of prime minister about what it is. Because you're hearing something from him, then you hear from the office, then you hear from
him again. Because he doubled down on it. He doubled down on his posture and position on Majority Rule Day at the front of the PLP headquarters as they were being able to take this kind of a position. And that's what we know from Fred Mitchell.
Pardon, I didn't hear that. You said?
I said that he's doubled down on his posture and position in the front of the PLP headquarters on Majority Rule Day.
On Majority Rule Day.
Yes.
Yes. But see, the thing is, you have people saying all kinds of things. And you don't know whether they're speaking as a private citizen, whether they're speaking as a member of parliament, whether they're speaking as a minister of the government or what. You don't know those things because they don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are we prepared to keep putting up with this kind of crap that comes from the mouth of elected personalities and appointed personalities who have a serious obligation to run the affairs of this country? That's what the Bahamian people have to deal with. The Bahamian electorate, those who are the electors in this country, we have to look at what is happening. What's happening in our constituencies? Do you see any major constituency problems being solved? Do you see the government of the Bahamas solving any major national issues over the last 2 years plus? Have you seen anything? Is there anything you could put your hand on and say, this is something that the government of the Bahamas is doing, or you speak to a particular constituency, this is what is constitutionally sound? And let me just say this. Representation doesn't mean you give me a bag of candy or some chicken or some turkey or some ham. It's not representation. You can do those things. That's all well and good. That is not parliamentary representation.
Yeah.
In the area where I am, we don't have any parliamentary representation.
Wow. No, just your area is, if you want to be able to take your area, that's a template of what's happening in the country. There is no, I said, we don't just have to take your area. That could be a template that represents what's happening throughout the course of the country, far and wide.
I accept that.
Far and wide.
I'm just using it as an example. And I'm
far and wide.
What you just said.
Yeah.
But it's been going on for too long, and the people are not learning to understand that the government of the Bahamas, see, you can have your political party. But you don't have to have them as the government of the Bahamas. We get it all mixed up.
My God.
So sometimes when I hear them, I keep asking myself, what are we saying? We have these arguments back and forth, day in and day out. But
my
yet
God.
There is no constitutional soundness in the arguments. I just listen to them and I say, well, if you tell me you're expressing your opinion, fine. I don't have no problem with that. I don't have an argument. But when you decide to make those opinions, which are contrary to constitutional law, that's a different matter altogether.
Yeah.
But we need solutions, Howard.
I agree with you.
And I hope that we can get that this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor. I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution. I want to be able to say this, guys, the lines are wide open. Let's read this. This happened on Thursday. On Thursday, in the paper, we could be able to see some stuff. Now, on Thursday, from page A1, it goes over from A1 to A2. I want to read this so you could see exactly what's what. So you don't think that I try to put words in nobody's mouth, right? PM says that Mitchell didn't say what he in fact said. This is on A1, right? And then it goes on to talk about Davis says that no COVID. Okay, well, this is PM says that Mitchell didn't say what he in fact said. Now let's go in there, right? Let's go into the story. Because I didn't highlight this up and down, left, right, and center. And then he says, Mitchell, when asked about the matter, a day later said that the PLP opposes the idea of the Freedom of Information. This is what he said. He says, we oppose the Freedom of Information Act idea. This is what Mitchell said. So the Free National Movement has the view that we've passed something called the Fiscal Responsibility Act, the Procurement Act, the Freedom of Information Act, and all these things. Really, we have nothing to do with ordinary lives versus just a bunch of public relationships, public relations, accounting procedures, and confusing activity with action. This is what he says in the paper. Then he goes down into it. You could be able to see this. At the same event, Mitchell, as he spoke from the podium, labeled the Freedom of Information Act and other anti-corruption legislation as a distraction from real issues. And that is why I started to talk to you about this corruption. That is why I introduced this as a contrast between the FNM and the PLP. This is not an FNM or PLP issue. This is a national issue. This is not an FNM or PLP issue. The perceived corruption, whether it's real or perceived, for some people it's very real. For some people, we heard the stories, but nothing is coming to the forefront with concrete evidence and information. So for the perceived corruption, that's the systemic. I want to get deeper into this with you and make you to understand that this is so deeply woven into our society. We don't even see that there's anything wrong with this. We don't even perceive that there's something wrong with the way that our culture has taken us into the depths of corruption. There is an expectation now that we don't see the crime at the forefront. We don't see it when the sun rises. My God, we shouldn't see crime out here. Crime is only happening when the sun goes down. But we're not oblivious to the fact that crime is happening. The only shock and awe that happens out here is when it's happening in the broad daylight to non-participants. Information, let's read it a little taste and then we can get out of here. All right, let's read a little taste. So he says, you know, we get distracted from the freedom of information. We get distracted by the Freedom of Information and the Procurement Act and the Physical Responsibility Act. And our mission is to put bread on the tables. But who's going to be eating it if everybody gets shoot? Who's going to be eating it when there's fear of our lives? Who's going to be eating this bread that the PLP is seeking to put on the table if we don't have some synchronicity and unity in our community? If there is no community and people cower in the subsectors and the shadows of their homes, under the bed, they just can't go home. That ain't enough no more. The 16-year-old girl shows that. Going home ain't enough no more. You got to go under the bed. You got to fortify your house with plaster and bulletproof material. This is too much. This is too much. How are we going to eradicate these issues? And it is not enough for legislators sitting in the highest posture and position with seniority round about them to take this flippant position about what this means and what that means and the philosophical difference between political organizations while the blood spreads in the streets daily. It's not enough. It's not enough. Somebody texts and says, how are the blame game and the blood flows? March on Bahamaland. That's what they texted. Somebody texts and says, Howard, nothing will change until the laws change, and the laws won't change because the majority of the MPs are criminals. My God, he said, oh, I meant lawyers. This is too much what you're saying. These are texts coming through. You can't put everybody in one bucket. I know a lot of them, and I don't know them to be criminals. I won't be decent with this. The Bahamas is extremely safe, so safe that we can send 150 law enforcement officers to another country, which is in Haiti. So Texas coming through. Howard, maybe the government can use the same Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers that's headed to Haiti to train the Haitian police to get their gangs under control, to train the Royal Bahamas Police Force and get their gangs under control or eradicated here in Nassau. I add a little piece on there for you because it ain't just under control. We need it to be gone. Since the irony is brave and other placards against criminals are now that the murderers are at an all-time high are absolutely clueless. The government fails us in this regard. This is a text is coming through. Howard, I can't believe that the Moses crew says, Howard, you can't believe that Moses' crew won't die on all the jobs reduced and go home. Lone hogs. He says, you got to put some full stops in this thing. I don't even know how to run on with this. Let's fix it now. He says, Howard, you can't believe that the Moses' crew won't die and all the jobs have been reduced. These lone hogs. This is why most men don't go to church. I feel like if you don't go to church, that's on you. I don't think that should be incorporated in this. I don't think that we're looking for external social issues that existed prior to us even coming here. All this is a perpetuation of the violence that exists within our sector, you know. We're not unfamiliar for the trauma that has been visited upon us even from our forefathers who were slaves and men and women that would have been sold on the slave block. We have trauma wrapped in our DNA. And as a result of not being able to speak about these things, this compression with the perpetuation of this sort of a vanity that exists around us and it's out of our reach, sometimes some things come to the forefront. There's no expectation that we won't see crime. I'm not here oblivious to the fact that sometimes people just run hot. You're going to run hot sometimes. But my God, that steady steam of 320 degrees, that's beyond running hot. This cannot be where we operate. There's no fluctuation in this. This is where our society is, perpetually hot. The thing already didn't burst. The thermometer is gone. How do we fix this? Say, so how thank God for our people. Passive, but one day they will see the only that you could only take so much. These people are lone hogs. It's a text coming through. But I want to say this as we wrap up the show today. There's no need to be able to identify and highlight, you know, in neon colors any political individual that sits in the seat of power today, yesterday, or before, presently or prior. There's no need for us to highlight what he or she would have said in terms of contribution to the eradication of crime and hold them accountable if there is not collective understanding that this is an issue, both by the administration, political, administrative, and governmental. If there's not a collective understanding in our community that we are at a threshold, we are at a Y in the road. That's it. This is a point of clarity for our country. This is the real Y in the road. People normally say a fork, but the fork sometimes have three prongs. There is no way after this juncture we could expect to be able to retain this kind of a mediocre, melancholy position and stay steadfast on this road, the straight ahead road. That can't be. There is a Y in the road. We could either move to the right, progressively conscious about our position to be able to move towards reform, rejuvenation, revival, and realignment, or we could move to the left, degradation, death, and destruction. There is no other choice. We have come to the Y in the road in this country. There is time for us to make a decision. And that is from the top to the bottom. There must be social participation. There is no more time for us to say, well, thank God it ain't me, Jesus. Well, I don't live out there, child. I live out way out where. I live in Stapleton Garden, you know. No, boy, I live in Coral Harbor. No, boy, I live in Adelaide, in the back of Adelaide. There is no time to play with this no more. Because this is cancerous in our society. And I don't know no doctor who does play with cancer. It is time to cut that out of our system so we can thrive. If we have to go through proverbial chemotherapy, talk to me. We may be a little bit luggy for a while with some of the suppression of our liberties based upon pronouncement from government that we give them when a crisis hit. This is a crisis in this country. But my God, we can revive. We can revive. And this will not come back in our system. We have to fix this as a society. We have to be conscious, clear, and convicted in stepping out and stepping up. Not casual. Not casual in our approach. Not yielding our strength and autonomy to those who we've elected. They don't have the answers. Our prime minister's indicated he is shocked. I wasn't shocked. This is only as a result of what's happening. There's only an expectation of growth. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for giving me time. I want to thank you for giving me the time today to be able to have this kind of a conversation with you. Somebody hit me up and says, as the commissioner of police, I will go on TV and radio and social media and say on February 1st that we enforce all the laws. We have to update the license, insurance, and car taken, the helmets blocked constantly all times of the day, have more undercover agents to buy guns, and whereas they leave the schools, go into the school, educate them, have the doors open to parents for the nightclubs, no bottles, no this, no weapons. This is the information that's coming through. So it grieves me to see that the country is in turmoil and the church is fighting left and right and center. This is the truth. So Howard, I also fear that our DNA to especially be Black Americans. I don't get that part. Crime is only in the inner city. No crime in the out west and east and Coral Harbor and all the time. Black people act like animals towards each other. No love for their neighbors or schoolmates. Nothing is going on to change unless government violates our human rights. This is heavy stuff. On Monday morning, God Spare Life, we're going to dive deeper into these conversations. I thank you for your participation. Have a beautiful and safe weekend. Safe weekend. You don't have to bust your gun. Be decent. It is time for us to be able to get these things reformed. Align our country for growth and development. And let's make these things happen. Guys, have a beautiful weekend, a safe weekend. We see you on Monday.
Get one more chance to pray and be with him family. But if a guy should decide tomorrow, it's gonna be pain and sorrow. Cause when I make the guy get thirsty and bright, tell them say nothing I got so. Road boy now fear in our power, fear expose a guy brain and marrow. Also a fool better careful with him life and live it right, because when road boy start turn on it and the pussy rinse off the llama, spank up the pussy, fear and identify them by the police so that discover all about the city. When we start this manco guy body, all who see feel nauseous and giddy, big man of a bit and them all a get dizzy, tripe and liver rip out a guy belly. So them up them life and why give me well. Road boy, we will take it gladly. Friends and family miss them sadly. So if you are got this, no bother with it anyway. I didn't have to bust that gun today. I didn't have to kill no one today. And so I can almost safely say that today was a good day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.